The pressure is on for districts and teachers to have their students reading proficiently. That's after Michigan's third grade reading bill passed this month. The bill says that students who don't read well by third grade might be held back. It would take effect in 3 years, so for schools that are struggling, that means turning things around fast. And there's a grade school near Traverse City that's been trying to figure out how to do that. IPR's Morgan Springer reports.
Blair Elementary School is considered an at-risk, high-needs building. That's because a higher percentage of Blair families struggle financially. Kirsten Morgan is the principal at Blair. She says students living in poverty often struggle academically.
They have historically underperformed their more economically advantaged peers. This building was no exception to that.
Among Traverse City area public schools, Blair usually performs among the worst. In addition to poverty, a number of Blair kids experience trauma at home, things like substance abuse or domestic violence. That also makes it harder to learn. And Blair has the highest percentage of students with special needs in TCAP's elementary schools. Kirsten Morgan says a few minor changes won't be enough.
I really view what we're doing here as kind of life and death for students, that we are attempting to change their trajectory.
Morgan says, we should be putting everything into our elementary schools. They should be palaces.
If we want to do things differently in this building, it is going to require a systemic overhaul.
How's she doing?
She's had a fantastic morning.
Kirsten Morgan walks the halls, checking in with teachers as she goes by. When she came to Blair 3 years ago, less than 40% of students were reading at or above average. One of the first things she did was ask TCAPS for an extra teacher, but that didn't happen. But Morgan did change the schedule, so kids read longer each day, and Blair started a free parent support group.
Any parent that attends gets a gas card, gets free dinner, free childcare.
Morgan also got more staffing for reading instruction, more help with special ed, and they've made some changes to how they deal with behavior problems at school.
Thank you.
That's a second grade.
As Morgan walks by a second grade class, a boy flicks on and off the lights during the teacher's lesson.
What's going on?
He's working on, he's going to go into lighting for concerts.
That's one of the behavioral specialists, Sarah Parker, responding. Morgan says they often use humor to lighten up the harder moments, but they also take it very seriously.
Light right over here, buddy.
I got it.
Okay.
Morgan says behavior problems often get in the way of reading, so helping kids behave well is an important part of the changes they're making.
My job and the job of the people working with these children is to say, what do you need? How do I help you meet those needs so that you can be a learner?
Last year, behavior problems decreased drastically. For example, disruptions decreased by almost 70%. Making big changes at Blair meant Morgan had to be persistent and patient. In her second year, TCAPS did give Blair that extra classroom teacher, and that was a big move. It meant more resources were going to Blair than other schools in TCAPS. But Kirsten Morgan says that's how it has to be.
Everybody is worthy of having the very best educational experience. Some kids actually need it, or they're not going to move forward.
The district was recognizing that Blair needed it more, and now Morgan had to make it count.
And I felt both euphoric and panicked.
Morgan had the extra teacher. Now she needed a new language arts curriculum. Blair settled on core knowledge language arts.
I absolutely love it. It gives you a really a succinct guide as to what to teach for reading and writing, especially in fourth grade.
Okay, so we're focused on words you can see in our story.
Brian Kay is teaching the fourth grade a reading exercise where they learn about descriptive words.
I could see.
Aubrey Johnson works with her partner, underlining descriptive words, identifying them as something she can see, hear, feel, taste, or smell.
You can hear the all while bouncing. You can see a small black dog.
Brian Kay says, since they started the new curriculum, his fourth graders' national test scores have jumped. And that was true for the entire elementary school. After a year with the new curriculum and an additional teacher, the number of students reading at or above average increased by almost 20%. That was the greatest improvement of any other school in TCAPS. The word Kirsten Morgan uses to describe her reaction? Euphoria.
In terms of our student achievement results, I actually get a little bit misty thinking about it. It's just, I think it's just such a big deal.
Nancy Flanagan is a retired public school teacher who writes a blog for Education Week. She says Blair's scores are impressive.
If I were the principal and the teacher, I would look at these and say, what we're doing is working. You know, we're clearly making big strides, and the strategies and the programming that we're using is doing what we want it to do.
But Blair did not have success across the board. On a state test, the MSTEP, they hardly improved. And that's the test that will help determine in the future if third graders move on to fourth grade. If that law had been in effect last year, around 45% of Blair's third graders might have been held back.
You know, you want to be really clear, like our work is not done. And one good testing year doesn't mean much. Let's get 5 or 6 under our belt and we could say, yeah, we got this. We're still figuring this out.
The Blair staff has some time to do that. The new law does not take effect for 3 years. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.